It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That ball's lashed left center field. There is your first home run.
Yeah, the big hit.
I guess that was all it took, huh? You drop the guy one spot in the lineup, you're a genius.
Well, Heston's Hurstad can still hit a home run. We won't celebrate it with fireworks, but Orioles will celebrate it with a couple of runs on the board. Still waiting to see him hit one.
It's good. Boy.
Yeah, there you go.
That is going to be way out of here. Hurstad crushes one. Second home run of the homestand. The Orioles third tonight. He struck him out. Felix strikes out the last two on the split. And the Orioles have their first series win of the season.
The highlights courtesy of Masson, Kevin Brown, and Palm. Jim Palmer on the call calling the first two home runs, basically predicting them, Gunner and Heston Kerstedt. Orioles hit three home runs, bullpen, two scoreless innings. We'll get to the Sagano of it all in about 10 minutes. But Orioles win a series, and they won two straight for the first time this year, winning 6-2 last night.
Yeah, how about that? Bone and I both liked that lineup. Now we'll see if they keep it together a little bit. And I understand they got a lefty coming up, and I don't mean some changes, I guess, but it looked a lot like, frankly, my preferred lineup against right-handed pitching that they gave out in spring training. And it didn't include Tyler O'Neill, not because I knew he'd be hurt, but just because I think he should be a situational player and these kids should be given a chance to play. Gunner came back too soon, and they threw him into the leadoff spot too soon. That's just a fact. That's just what it was. And it wasn't bringing out the best in him, and he was chasing, and he was a little antsy. And I also, I'll pat myself on the back, like EDC. As soon as we got the lineup, what did I say, Bone? I said, Sed's going to work some counts. Gunnar Henderson's hitting a home run tonight. It might probably be that first at-bat. Bada bing, bada boom. Beltway Ben was all over the Sagano part of it again, which we will get to. But yeah, they did their part. It looked like a quality major league product. Two boneheaded situations on the base paths aside.
Yeah.
They made Tanner Bibee work. They seemed pretty stuck in. It was huge to see Heston Kerstad not only be given a chance to play, but have the at-bats he had and get into some poolside power and destroy baseball, because again, as we pointed out yesterday, he was in the top 1% in baseball in launch angle sweet spot. I mean, he was hitting the ball perfectly, basically 56% of the time, which is a ridiculous number, and one that we said lean into and give him the chance to get his four or five licks in every single night. Hopefully that will continue tonight. We will give you the lineup as soon as it's out. But again, Andrew Abbott, a lefty on the mound, so we'll see. That looked a little bit more like what we saw the first half of last season than most of what we've seen since the middle of last season.
It did, and you bring up the boneheaded base running, and Cedric Mullins, of course, got picked off on first base. He just lost his footing, didn't even get back to the bag at all.
Ramon was a different story.
Oh, that was double up. Come on, man.
You got Gunner hitting the double, and Kwan...
He deked Ramon.
Yeah, Ramon. Yeah. Ramon ends up getting gunned out by Hedges at third, but what I loved was the fact that Ryan O'Hearn picked him up.
Oh, yes, he did. Three-run homer.
Hit that three-run homer, and Ryan O'Hearn is off to a hot start, guys. He's hitting .326, .991 OPS.
By the way, just to clarify, because if somebody didn't see the game, they might not have understood that. The Kwan Deke and then Hedges throwing him out of third were two separate plays.
Like the
Kwan Deke kept him on third, and then Hedges,
and then he got picked off third base.
Two bonehead plays inside of like 2 minutes from Ramon Urias.
But if they would have came up empty in that situation,
it would have been a problem.
Huge gut punch. So O'Hearn picking him up on that bomb was massive.
Yeah, O'Hearn hits the big bomb, and you outlined the Kerstad part of it, and Kerstad seems to be very comfortable in the box right now.
I would let him take some hacks against Andrew Abbott tonight. I would not be capitulating to the other team and sending that message to my kids, especially when it's been so dismal and dire from the right-sided posse, the Sanchez, Laureano, O'Neill, the gang that can't shoot straight, the gang that certainly can't hit lefties. So, again, we'll see if the skipper continues to ride this, or more to the point, I guess we'll see what Michael Elias' supercomputer
spits out what he really wants
and hopes to accomplish.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Tonight, I wonder if Jordan Westberg gets a day off here. Again, I they're saying he's not hurt. I don't know.
Right.
He doesn't look fully comfortable and healthy to me. Now, tonight against the lefty, I'd think he'd probably play, but like tomorrow against Hunter Green, bringing in there a 102, I might sit Westy tomorrow afternoon.
We're going to get to Sagano in a few minutes, but I do want to ask you your thoughts on Felix Bautista, who came in the ninth inning, obviously not a save situation, but it took him a little bit to get to a decent velocity, and he had trouble.
I saw some splitters that looked like Felix Bautista.
Yeah, well, I was getting there. And the splitter early did not look right, but then the velocity ticked up and the splitter looked right at the end.
My biggest takeaway was that was the plus-plus splitter. Now, can he command it and deliver it pretty much, on call like he could before? I don't think we're there yet, but it exists again. Like, that's what's really scared me about him going back to the Grapefruit League stuff, is you really dial in on the StatCast data where it's available. Somehow it's not in Sarasota, whatever. And it did not. You looked at the shape of that pitch. You looked at the spin of the pitch. You looked at the location of the pitch. And it looked to be something that they were picking up out of the hand, and just they weren't offering at it except for when he hung it. And then they were hitting it pretty hard, whether it stayed in the ballpark or not. So my biggest takeaway was that looked like the Higante splitter of old. Now, is it there all the time? Is it there all the time? I don't know. I don't know. Hopefully we get to that point.
Was that the filthiest you've seen for Anthony Dominguez?
Yes. Cool. That I knew where today, you were going.
Yeah.
With
Ramirez. You don't make Jose Ramirez look bad. He looked bad.
No, that
was bad.
He had some serious spin action going on. That sweeper was going right off the table. He's feeling it.
Yeah. We have a huge Friday show. Guest-wise, it's a Friday. We'll get our best bets with our friend Errol Epstein, the prop queen, and our own Beltway Ben Hall. That's at 3 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, we'll talk NFL draft, which is less than a week away now, with Trevor Sekema from PFF. And we'll preview the Reds and maybe talk some Bengals as well. Joe Dannemann from Fox 19 in Cincinnati joins us at 5.
Yeah, a big show. This Reds team, very interesting team. They don't hit the ball much. But they sure can pitch it. They're talking about a team that's number 3 in the majors in ERA, number 1 in WHIP, number 2 in batting average against, second most pitch efficient pitching staff in baseball, and the kid pitching tomorrow for them, Hunter Green, might be at this very moment the best starting pitcher in baseball. Sandwiched around that, Abbott, a young crafty lefty, and Lodolo, more of a power lefty. So this is going to be an interesting series for the O's. We obviously have more Ravens draft possibilities to get to. We'll also talk about, and Bone and I kind of set the stage for this yesterday with the Derrick Henry conversation. Mm. Van Noy, Henry, Bateman, who are you giving real money to? Who are you goosing some incentives for? Who are you saying, hey, we'll catch you next time? And look, we'll also preview a little bit of Brandon Young, who'll be making his major league debut tomorrow.
Coming up next, though, Tomoyuki Sugano maybe deserves his own segment. Arguably the Orioles' best start of the young season. What do we see from Sugano? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.